what I'm talking about. And, you know, the question is more, has been more how than why. And I'm going to try to get by and come up with one of probably many answers as to why you would be interested in this as far as doing animation, as far as doing representation. With it, got into C's come out, Toy Story was in the making, and there was this, you know, kind of both this excitement and this scare with recreating reality, photorealism. When I was getting into this, I was, you know, interested in that myself, but kind of felt that this was an ancillary thing to something that seemed more in the idea of using computer animation tools to be able to recreate human beings, to recreate the, have been kind of interested in, is something that I call psychorealism, and hopefully this will like actually start working. And psychorealism deals with the issue of, you know, noble exercise of recreating people, instead to use those same tools that you would use to recreate people, but to bring her. That is, can you use those same tools and use the same and get that same kind of attention to detail in how you model a human being, but do it for a different purpose, which is to tell the story of that person's psychology, that person's spiritual or emotional state. And I have a few. I mentioned H.R. Giger here, the Swiss artist who's best known for creating alien and eerie monsters. I mean, he has an incredibly big body of work, excuse me, that deals